Labyrinths is brought to you by Knox Robinson Productions. Please consider becoming a patron. For as little as $5 a month, you can listen to Labyrinths ad-free.
Visit patreon.com/KnoxRobinson to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Amanda Knox.
And I'm Christopher Robinson.
And this
is Who's Right? Between our usual Labyrinths episodes, we sit down to debate something quite serious.
Or silly.
And ask you, who is right?
It's me.
It's me.
It's me.
It's clearly
me. No, definitely me.
It's me.
Me.
No. Me.
It's me.
How could it be anyone but me?
Says the man sleeping on the couch. Look at this. I have a paper cut.
You have a paper cut?
Where? I don't even know how I have a paper cut because...
Ooh, that's a nasty paper cut.
I know. It's right there in the web. Hmm. The web between the thumb and the pointer finger. And I just don't know how it's even possible that I have it because when would I have been...
You don't handle paper?
Maybe I was picking up Eureka's drawing paper
earlier. An ebook can't do that to you.
I don't do ebooks, to be clear. But I've never been paper cut by a book. I've never had that betrayal.
Well, enough with paper cuts. Today, we're talking about internet stalking.
Which I feel like anything with the word stalking in it is
gets a
obviously
bad rap,
a bad
right?
thing.
Whoever named it that was clearly not a fan.
I mean, I'm not a fan. Can I? I think I'm going to take.
Are you going to come out here and say that you're against internet stalking?
I think I am.
Amanda Knox doesn't like internet stalking.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. big surprise. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I remember back when I got my job as a barista way back in mm-hmm. the day. We're talking like 2006,
pre-Italy.
You know,
yeah.
Back when MySpace was a thing. And I remember being sort of disconcerted that my employer had checked out my MySpace page before deciding to hire me.
But they did hire you.
They did hire
me. So they liked what they saw.
They liked what they saw, but like...
Well, it was to your benefit then.
Well, but my MySpace page was not my... employer's, you know, space. It wasn't my resume. Like, yeah. I think there are different personas that we all adopt according to appropriate situations.
But you didn't blame the employer for taking advantage of that freely available knowledge, did you?
I mean, yes, it is public knowledge, and yes, it is freely available. But I don't know. At the time, it felt like my MySpace page was for me and my peers. Mm-hmm. It was not for my employer. And I got, like, a weird... creepy vibe from it that, of course, now today it's extremely common for people to check out not only your LinkedIn page, but your Facebook page.
Your LinkedIn page is explicitly for that, right?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
But we don't limit ourselves to that. We look at
Search your tweet history and see if you've said anything about the Jews, you know, in the last decade, right?
Yeah. And it's...
Search your Facebook for blackface photos. That's like a standard protocol now if you're hiring somebody.
I don't know. It seems like it's not...
You're not coming out against that, are you? Are you advocating that employers ought not...
Yeah, I think I'm advocating that
really?
Employers ought not to do that because, again, your audience... for those different spaces is very specific.
Yeah.
And also, I think that people grow and change over time. And I think this is the big problem with the internet is
the internet's forever.
It's forever. And you can just cement in history a moment. And but that's not who you are 5 years later, necessarily.
That's true. I mean, so maybe you should set an expiry date on your posts then.
Is that even possible?
No, but this is a brilliant feature I just invented.
Yes. Yeah. $1 million.
Get on that. Yeah. All right. Just set your, I mean, they have like 24-hour disappearing like reels or whatever stories on Instagram,
right?
Yeah, but that's
not the same. That doesn't address the
issue.
But
what if you could just set your Twitter or whatever to say like a year after I post, everything goes into archive and it's viewable by me only, unless I flag it as a pinned thing.
I mean, that's a genius feature.
I mean, I appreciate your point about people do grow and change, and like who you were at 20 is not who you are at 30. And so if you're applying for a job at 30 and your employer goes back and finds, you know, you looking dumb and drunk at 20, should that count against you?
Also, let's be clear that like there are people now whose entire lives are being posted to the internet because they have parents who are posting them or grandparents or whatever. Do I want in the future like some potential employer of Eureka to be like looking through my Instagram tweets about her as a baby? Like that just seems weird to me.
They'd ask an AI program to do that for them, but yeah.
Right, well.
I hear you, but I kind of feel like the burden of this is on the poster and on the parent.
But no. That's the different question. The question is internet stalking though. Like, is the person...
So what I'm advocating here is that if it's out there and you decided to make it public, you knew the rules of engagement, risk you took.
Did you?
Yes. Everyone knows today. No one applying for a job today should have any right to be shocked if their employer, their potential future employer says, sorry, we found that cringy post of yours on Facebook and...
Where you're ranting about...
You know,
abortion or something.
We don't want someone ranting about abortion. That's not the image we want for our company.
Even if you did that 5 years ago.
Yeah. And if that happened, you might go, oh, God damn it, that sucks. But I would say to that person, you should have seen that coming. Maybe you should have hired a personal social media scrubber. You know?
I don't know, though. I just feel like this is not the way that human beings were built to interact. Like, I'll take it back to the hunter-gatherer days.
Okay,
which I love.
That's why I married you.
We did not have access to everyone's personal histories when we met them. The feeling of trust was established by interpersonal connection and how we are relating to each other in the present moment. And I think that
internet
stalking...
So all good reasons to just delete social media.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, there are other reasons to have social media, to share things with people who already know you or whatever. However, my point is that I think that because we are putting so much value on past public posts of things, we are missing each other in the present moment and we're missing the opportunity to know each other. Like the way that you present yourself on social media is not necessarily who you are, even in the present moment when you're tweeting your weird abortion tweet. Like,
and it's certainly not who you are in a workplace as an employee. I agree with all of that. But I still think what you're fundamentally advocating for here is that we, not legally necessarily, but that we have a strong social norm against employers, say, combing through publicly available social media posts with an eye to evaluating a potential hire. And what I'm saying is, I think that norm is in the wrong place. I think the norm should be against people posting their whole lives onto social media.
Well, they don't post their whole lives is the thing. Here's another point, though. This is not just an issue of employer, though, right? Like, we internet stalk potential people we might date. Who else do we internet stalk? I mean, the dating one is exes. Yeah. Well, that again, why do you need to know what your ex-girlfriend is doing?
I mean, let's move over to that for a minute because I want to broaden this conversation out.
So this is where I want to actually...
stalking an ex. How do you feel about that?
Ew.
Really?
I've totally done it. But I felt gross every time I did it because it's none of my freaking business what they're doing with their life.
I mean, You know that documentarian, John Wilson, his HBO show, like How To with John Wilson?
Yeah.
Where he's just kind of goes down these rabbit holes of obsession about just random people's lives?
Yeah.
Like, what if that was your internet stalking and you're just like, here's a person I've never met who lives in Nebraska, but I'm just going to like look at all their photos.
Oh my
of
God,
their,
that's so creepy.
What if you're just sort of an anthropologist though, and you're like, look at this Midwestern mom and her husband who's really into monster trucks and, you know, but also has a PhD in chemistry. Curious, you know? I'm going to learn more about this family.
I would say get a life. I mean, like, I hear you from, like, especially as a writer, I think that that's something that's, like, the writers have so
much. It's out
so
there. Like, you made it public.
Anybody,
for all the novelists.
Anybody creative is finding ample material to, like, dimensionalize human beings that they make up or not make up. They just steal from the internet. Mm-hmm. That said, though, you sound like a fucking creeper when you say that. And the only time that I will suggest that there's potentially a truly valid internet stalking approach is for people who are entering into relationships where they might be intimate with somebody and vulnerable with somebody, and they want to just get a vibe of whether or not this person can be trusted.
Okay, so maybe a good step back here is to just anchor this in comparison with the world of physical stalking, like in a public place, like even if you're just say on a bus,
mm-hmm.
right? It's definitely creepy if you just decide to like stare at a person on a bus.
Yeah, and then follow them off a bus. Totally had that happen to me. Maybe I'm feeling really triggered about this whole conversation.
Has that happened to you pre-Italy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would be going home from high school.
Just because you're a pretty girl?
Because I'm a girl. I'm a girl.
Yeah.
So I've been followed off of a bus.
That's
by a
happened
person
to me.
Who then followed me. Like, I had to run away from this person and go into a, like, a store and, like, pretend I knew someone was there so they would leave me alone.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, I think what we're landing here on in the physical world is, like, you're allowed to look at people. If someone has an interesting outfit on the bus walking down the street, you're allowed to kind of go, right? That's sort of socially normal. But even if they have a really interesting outfit that's drawing attention to themselves, you still shouldn't follow them down the street and sort of see what coffee shops they go into and then go into the same shop and sit there and watch them secretly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's creepy,
yes.
Right? So that same behavior in the internet realm, you think is the equivalent of I'm just really curious about this Midwest mom with the PhD in chemistry.
Yeah, yeah. I would say if she knew that you were doing that.
I'm not doing this for the record, but maybe I should.
If she knew, like, I can understand. All right, because this is a whole other level of being creepy, right? This is not just learning about all of a person's intimate details or interests in like anime or whatever before you decide you want to work at the same company as them.
Yeah. Or if you're dating, if you're on Tinder and you match with somebody, I think it's totally legit for you to Google the crap out of them, see what their social media is, because you're making a decision about potentially becoming vulnerable to this person.
Yeah. Except for you did not do that to me when you first met me. And that allowed you to establish a relationship that was built in presence. Like, you did not Google me when we first met each other. You did not internet stalk me.
No, I didn't.
And
I very intentionally
didn't.
And
aren't you glad you didn't?
Yeah, we probably wouldn't be married if I did.
You'd be missing out on dad ass.
Dat brain?
Dat brain. Dat all of that.
Yeah. Dat compassionate heart.
We could give you lots of reasons to support Labyrinths on Patreon, including ad-free episodes and exclusive patron-only content. But why not hear it direct from a listener?
Hi, this is Cannon. I'm a big supporter of the Labyrinths Patreon page because the work that these people do is really thoughtful, and it's one of my favorite podcasts and Patreon accounts in the world.
Visit patreon.com/KnoxRobinson.
I hear you, and I don't regret that. I'm glad I made that decision. That said, I don't begrudge anyone else who feels like when they're about to go on a date with somebody, feeling like it's a good idea, especially just from a, you don't know who this person is. If you have zero context, especially from a woman's side of this.
Well, yes.
You know, is this guy, does he have violent tendencies? Is he a misogynist? Like, maybe none of that comes off on his Tinder profile, but you go onto his Twitter and you find out that this guy is—
He's ranting.
He's just
raving.
Ranting in a misogynist way. Like, oh, dodge that bullet. Like,
yeah.
You're
not
telling
sure.
women they shouldn't do that?
No, and this is what I brought up earlier when I said that the one legitimate reason I could see for internet stalking is avoiding those kinds of scenarios. Because it is true, and I know this because I have a person who was sending me death threats and being a freaking psychopath towards me online, who, when the cops showed up at his house to confront him about it, his wife had no idea that that's how he was spending his evenings in the basement. Like. So if I can, if women can avoid being in scenarios where they end up getting married to actual psychopaths.
But dudes then, don't get to do this?
Come on. Yes. So fine. Yes.
I went on Facebook and this girl I was going to go on a date with, looks like she's totally drama in a way that I don't want, you know? I just see her like fighting with her friend groups and just like, it seems like her world is chaotic and I don't want that in my life.
I guess, yeah, I mean, sure, I suppose everyone's entitled to go and look up things and protect themselves as much as they can. It's just, I feel like who we are on the internet is not who we really are most of the time.
Yeah, although increasingly people live bigger and bigger chunks of their lives digitally.
Nah, I think a lot of people are pushing back against that now.
Maybe. There's a lot of kids who are on their phones and on social media for like 10 hours a day.
I know. And people are pushing back against that now because of how it's psychologically destroying a generation. So.
Yeah. But the people who are being destroyed, I'm not sure that they're pushing back. The crowds that are swelling to defend TikTok and that are angry that the U.S. government might ban Chinese-controlled TikTok, like those people are in it. Like they don't want TikTok to go away. They love it, you know? And if you live your life in that capacity, if you build your social network that way, if your interactions and friend groups are built through those channels,
But what I'm saying,
that
though,
is who you are.
But with internet stalking is specifically, I think, when you, like, most people are internet stalking when they are establishing a relationship with a person in real life, but they're choosing to develop their feelings about that person beforehand through the internet. And I think that's where I'm pushing back against this impulse to internet stalk.
I mean, you're saying like the employer should have an in-person interview before they check out the Facebook if they are going to check out the Facebook.
Yeah,
and does that mean that someone should go on a date first before they decide to check the Facebook or the Twitter?
I mean, that's what you did and it worked out.
Yeah, but you know, what if you were...
I think you should go on a first date before internet stalking the person. Yeah.
Okay. So the reason this whole topic came up is because in our last episode of Labyrinths, Sperm Daddy, we talked about a relationship between two people that formed after a woman found out that she found the identity of the man through 23andMe who had donated the sperm that she used to inseminate herself 12 years prior. And in that scenario, when it's like, okay, I've got a match, here's the guy who's the father of my child, like, do you internet stalk? Are you against it then? Or do you got to go meet this guy? Like if you connect and he's like, oh, I'd love to meet you and, you know, it's like, or are you going to go stalk the crap out of this guy before you meet him?
I'm trying to put myself in his shoes. And, you know, it's funny.
Because I'm like, I get it. You got to stalk. You got to in that case.
I just worry that, like, chemistry so much depends upon that encounter, that first impression that you have of a person that comes out of nothing. And if you... I feel like that whole experience of chemistry is fundamentally altered when you add all that internet crap.
I feel like you might be coming at this from a triggery place.
I am so triggered right now by this conversation.
I'm sorry. Of just how everyone in the world has a bias of some kind toward you because they've consumed things about you that are not directly from you.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I get that that's triggering for you. And I think it informs your opinion here. And
it does.
Yeah. But I still think you're wrong.
Okay, because the majority of us haven't been...
Because I think that the physical chemistry you're talking about is powerful in a way that Facebook walls are not.
So you think that if someone found out that it wasn't like some horrible thing, like mm-hmm. say that it's just they're really into... What is the even acronym for MFA fighting? What is it?
MFA fighting? Master of Fine Arts, Ultimate Fighting. Poets versus sculptors. We have a classical music composer facing off against a playwright.
What is this acronym?
UFC.
UFC.
<Yeah. laughs> Or MMA.
MMA. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. MMA, yeah. Which stands for what?
Mixed martial arts.
Mixed martial yeah. arts. So maybe you find
Joe
out.
Joe Rogan's going to be disappointed in you.
Maybe you find out that there's like super into that. And
yeah,
you're just
is
like,
there something wrong with that?
And you're just like,
it's not really my thing.
It's not really my thing. Punching in the face of other people yeah. for fun. I don't get that. But maybe that person, maybe you could have gotten over that eventually down the line.
This person
when you
could
realize
have been your...
This could have been your yeah, person.
Right.
And
you
like,
maybe wouldn't have connected or, about MMA, but
or,
yeah.
Or even like if you find out like that they're super into the Seahawks. Mm. You know, some people, there are a lot of people who are super into the
they're
Seahawks.
They're very in, and we don't hate you if you are.
Yes,
but we
I
just don't understand you.
Probably wouldn't date you.
Yeah. Go Seahawks if that's your thing.
Go Hawks.
Yeah.
For you.
For you.
Don't yuck anyone's yum.
Yeah.
But if you find out that their like social kink is just mm-hmm. not what you're into, are you limiting yourself to the possibilities of
I mean also
of that
life
person?
Is short, you know, and do I really want to like go on bad first dates? With
but
people?
How do you know it would be a bad first date? Maybe he would take you to a hawk game and you would have a great time.
And you're
time.
Like, oh my God, I actually do love the Seahawks. Yeah. You didn't even know.
You didn't even know.
Yeah.
Like these are the things that don't happen unless you just have a little faith that the person across from you is going to be something interesting to discover in the present moment. And instead, you're discovering everything you could possibly know about them prior to even encountering them. And that just like self-selects for these little echo chamber relationships. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know if that's the way the world would be bettered.
I have to say, you're making a compelling argument here.
I know. I'm great.
I think for the sake of my own honor, I have to maintain that I'm still right. Okay, so let's just recap here what we've settled on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stare at people on the bus,
yes.
right? It's weird and creepy if you decide to develop a fixation about the private life of some random person you've never met online and learn everything about them that they make publicly available. Even though they make it publicly available, knowing that anyone in the world could view it, still creepy. You're still creeped for doing it.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if the FBI started knocking on your door being like, so what you doing,
and I'm
buddy?
Like, this woman, she's into chemistry, but baking and like, but the baking is not connected to the chemistry.
It's so just, why?
Yeah. You would think it would be. I'm not a stalker, I swear. We got to find this woman. Okay, so I'm in agreement with you that, okay, yeah, that's creepy. Let's have a good social norm against doing that sort of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Don't stalk anyone's children.
Agreed. Now, the places where I don't think I'm totally sold here is on employment and dating. And I think that the burden should be on the person to not post stupid stuff on the internet if they're worried about that impacting their job prospects. And I think that...
But what counts as stupid even though? Because like then you have to think that your entire social life online has to be employable, which is not...
Yeah, I mean, you could make your social media private. You could make it viewable only by people who follow you. And,
but maybe you want to have a following that is not, you know, office material and also have an office job. Like, why can't somebody have an office job and on the side have their, you know,
their
dominatrix
raunchy stand-up career
or
whatever it is.
Yeah, their raunchy stand-up career. Like,
yeah.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, and I think I agree with you there. But
they're not doing raunchy comedy at work. Look, they are showing up Mr. Drone.
I hear you. Mr. Drone.
They're just beep, boop, beep, boop.
There
tap,
are
tap,
two
tap,
paths ahead of you, Mr. Drone. One of them has a future. However, it's not just that you find out, oh, this person has a weird kinky hobby or whatever, right? You can learn things about somebody in the same way that you do through letters of recommendation, right? And this is the same reason that you ask to speak to prior employers.
Mm-hmm.
What are they actually like?
When they're working.
Well,
they're not calling up your, you know, ex-girlfriend to be like, what's he like
when
he's
pillow talking?
Maybe
you go on their Twitter and they're like, took a stapler from work today, 5 years ago. And it's like, oh, okay, that was 5 years ago, but he's the kind of guy who takes a stapler from work, you know?
The kind of guy, like, who are we? Are we the person we were 5 years ago?
You know, or what if they're just, having some, what if they're having this debate right here? And you're like, this is the kind of person who would just totally stalk a random woman in the Midwest. Do I want him in my office place?
and hence we are self-employed.
Okay, well, maybe we need to throw it to you, viewers, listeners.
Who's right?
Yeah.
Is it me?
Is it me?
Is it me, though?
Is it me in some ways?
I know you
Amanda
want to internet stalk, but like, it's really creepy, right?
But you also know you've done it, right? Don't tell me you haven't done
we've
it.
We've all done it.
To varying degrees.
To varying degrees.
And we've all had fantasies about doing it to greater degrees.
But is it wrong?
Yeah. Let us know. And as always, you can find us at knoxrobinson.com if you'd like to suggest topics for future Who's Right episodes. Consider becoming a patron. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hold it right there. Let me hear your ad.
These aren't the ads you're looking for.
These aren't the ads we're looking for.
This podcast is listener supported.
This podcast is listener supported.
Visit patreon.com/KnoxRobinson.